弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，再有机会啊、来到悉尼跟亲爱的弟兄姊妹见面，有一点的交通。
I thank the Lord that I had the opportunity to visit Sydney and to have brothers and sisters to fellowship with you and to see you.
刚才领事的弟兄说我是九年前来过这里。
Just now, the brother who led the song say that I was here 9 years ago.
我算了一下，我现在好像是第五次来你们这里。
And I counted my past journeys here. I think this is the fifth time I visit Sydney.
但是我有的时候头脑也不是记得很清楚啊。
But sometimes I'm not too clear about this.
刚才我们唱的诗歌是讲到说主在伯大尼西门的家里。主在那里真满意。
Just now we read in the song saying that the Lord Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon, and the Lord was satisfied.
在我熟悉去的地方呢，有两个地方，他们聚会那个地方的名字啊，就叫伯大尼之家。
I've been to many places of meeting, and two places I've been to called the House of Bethany.
那我们都知道呢，聚会呢是没有名称的啊，但是因为都是神的教会，但是我们聚会的地方呢可以有一个名字，他们就把他们的名字叫是伯大尼之家。
We know that the assembly of God does not need to have a name, but the place that they assemble together, they give a name to that place.And these two places were called House of Bethany.
所以大家都一般都知道伯大尼这个地方呢是主在地上的时候非常喜欢的一个地方。
And we know that Bethany is a place that the Lord really pleased with on earth.
如果你读福音书啊，有的弟兄们详细的读过，说在福音书里面记载到主耶稣在地上那么做工的那么短的年日啊，他有大概七次，有人说八次到伯大尼这个地方。
And if you read the gospel, you'll discover that perhaps 7 of 8 times it recorded that Jesus visited the house of Bethany.
你知道伯大尼是一个在耶路撒冷城外一个小的乡村。
We knew that Bethany is just a small village outside the city of Jerusalem.
不是像你们悉尼啊，这个大都会啊，是世界出名的，尤其是有一个什么歌剧院啊。
It's not like Sydney, which is a world famous big city, and as you have the opera house here too.
但是我们知道主耶稣为什么那么喜欢这个地方呢？
So, but why did the Lord Jesus love Bethany so much?
就算他在耶路撒冷最后那一段时子时间白天在耶路撒冷工作，晚上呢他要跑到城外伯大尼那里休息。
And why did the Lord in the last few weeks of his life he may be preaching in Jerusalem in the daytime, but by night time he will go to Bethany and rest there.
刚才我们唱的首诗歌里面就告诉我们主耶稣为什么那么喜欢这个地方呢。
And the hymn tells us whyThe reasons why the Lord Jesus loved this place.
我们发现这个地方没有什么特别。
We discovered that the place is nothing special.
但是那里有几个人，当主最需要的时候，他们在那里满足了主的需要。
But there were a few people there in Bethany that could satisfy the Lord's need in his deepest need.
你知道耶路撒冷是神的圣殿在那里，是宗教，是政治的中心，是大的一个都会。
We know that Jerusalem has God's temple there. It is a big city. It's a center of business and political power.
但是主耶稣白天在那里做工，洁净圣殿，在那里讲道，但是晚上他觉得那个地方不能够给他有安息，他要出到城外住在一个小的地方。
But the Lord Jesus could preach there, could cleanse the temple, he could work there, but night time he will go to this small village in Bethany to rest.
这次我今天晚上跟明天晚上有两次的时间跟弟兄姊妹来交通。
So tonight and tomorrow night, I have two opportunities to share with you, brothers and sisters.
我就愿意特别讲到主耶稣第一次在我说在福音书里面记载到第一次到伯大尼，第二次到伯大尼，第三次到伯大尼，或者有时间我们提一下最后一次他到伯大尼的是福音书里面的记载。
So I will narrate to you the Lord Jesus' first, second, and third visits to Bethany. If we have time, we will talk about the last visit he went to Bethany.
这些经文都是大家非常熟悉的啊。
These are all scriptures that we are familiar with.
好不好？我们一起来读一读这几处的经文。
How about let us read through these few scriptures together?
我们中文、英文，如果找到，我们一起来读，好不好
？If you find that whether in your Chinese or English Bible, let's read together.
我们先翻第一次在福音书里面记载主耶稣到伯大尼，是在路加福音第十章，我们从38读到42节。
The first record of the Lord Jesus' visit to Bethany is in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to verse 42.
路加福音第十章38到42节，我们找到我们一起来读好不好
？If you find the scripture, let's read together.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大。接他到自己家里，他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大。”你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。好，我们再看约翰福音第十一章。
And let us now turn to John chapter 11.
约翰福音第十一章，我们从第一节读到第六节。
Gospel of John chapter 11 verse 1 to verse 6.
有一个患病的人名叫拉萨路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主又用头发擦她脚的。患病的拉萨路是她的兄弟，他姐弟两个就打发人去见耶稣说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”耶稣听见就说：“这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。”耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉萨路，听见拉萨路病了，就在所居之地又住了两天。好，我们再读25节、26节同一章。
And the same chapter, verse 25 to 26.
耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人，虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，就永远不死。你信这话吗？”我们再读35、36节。
And verse 35 and 36.
耶稣哭了，犹大人就说：“你看他爱这人是何等的深切。”我们再读这一章47到53节。
Then we go to verse 47 to verse 53.
祭司长和法利赛人聚集公会说：“这些好些神迹，我们怎么办呢？若这样由着他，人人都要信他，罗马人也要来夺我们的地土和我们的百姓。那中有一个人名叫该亚法，本年做大祭司，对他说：你不知道什么，独不想一人替百姓死，免得通国灭亡，就是你们的一处。
他说这话不是出于自己，是因他本年做大祭司，所以预言耶稣将要替这一国死，也不但替这一国死，并要将神四散的子民都聚集归一。从那日起，他们就要商议杀耶稣。好，我们再读约翰福音十二章，我们从第一节读到十一节。
John chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 11.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿一斤极贵重的真拿达香膏摸耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说，这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，常取其中所存的。耶稣说，由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里，就来了，不但是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看那从死里复活的拉撒路。但祭司长深认要拉撒路也要杀了，因为有好些犹太人因他的缘故回去信了耶稣。好，我们圣经就读到这里。
We read this much of the scripture.
我们再有一个祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你叫我们从你的话里面看到你的心意。
Lord, we thank you that in your word we can see what is in your heart.
你在地上的时候，你是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Well, while you're here on earth, you seek and find the lost.
你不单单叫人得生命，你还叫人得的更丰盛。
You want us to have life and have it more abundantly.
我们谢谢你，你在地上爱我们，为我们舍命。
We thank you that you love us and you have laid down your life for us.
但是你仍然愿意住在我们当中。
And you're willing, Lord, to dwell among us.
你仍然在那里寻找有一些人能够体贴你的心意，满足你的需要。
You're looking for people who understand your heart desire and who can satisfy it.
但愿今天当我们读到你的话的时候，愿意你的爱能够激励我们，叫我们起来做一个满足你心意的人。
So as we read through your word, may your love compel us to be people who are after your own heart.
晚上求你与我们同在。
Tonight, Lord, may you be with us.
帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
叫我们讲的、翻的、听的一同共满、共感应灵。
That the speaker, the translator, and the listeners are all under the same Spirit's anointing.
你把智慧跟启示的灵赏给我们，叫我们能够真知道你。
Give us the wisdom of the Spirit of wisdom and revelations that we may know you.
帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
你得着一切的荣耀。
May you receive all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.一般的弟兄姊妹都知道有拉撒路、马大、玛利亚。
We know that many believers know of these three brothers and sisters, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha.
但是如果我们在读到主耶稣第三次在福音书里面记载在伯大尼的时候呢，除了约翰福音十二章，还有马可福音十四章。
But for the third time that Jesus in their house was recorded in John chapter 12 and Mark chapter 14.
约翰福音十二章那里说，有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席。
And chapter 12 of John said that someone was preparing a feast for Jesus.
马可福音十四章第三节就告诉我们这个友人是谁呢？
And Mark chapter 14 tells us who is this person that was preparing a feast for the Lord.
那里告诉说耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候。
Mark chapter 14 verse 3 say, being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper as he sat at the table.
这两个晚上我们就愿意好像刚才一首诗歌里面我们讲这四个人物。
So these two nights, just like what was written in the hymn, that we will talk about these four characters.
除了拉撒路、马大、玛利亚之外还有一个就是在他家里为主摆设筵席的长大麻风的西门。
So apart from Lazarus, Martha and Mary, there will be also Simon the leper. The feast was held at his house.
刚才那首诗歌可能在座的很多弟兄姊妹都是第一次唱。
Perhaps that hymn you sang just now was the first time you ever sang it.
但是在五十年代初期在中国大陆很多倾心爱主的弟兄姊妹都很喜欢唱这首诗歌。
But in the early 50s, there are many brothers and sisters who really seek the Lord, love this hymn very much.
特别是在教会遇到很大的逼迫、艰难的日子，但是那里有很多在五十年代的时候、五零年代、五一年代、五二年代，那个时候，神在中国兴起了许多倾心爱主的弟兄姊妹。
So during the years of persecution in 1950, 51, 52, the Lord had raised up many people who have a sincere heart to seek after Him.
后来你看到中国家庭教会大大的复兴。
And later on we see the great revival in the house churches in China.
我们就发现那个在70年代、80年代、90年代有许多这些年长的能够供应教会的都是50年代那个时候神兴起的一些人。
So those who could minister to the needs of the church in the 70s, 80s and 90s, many of these things, they were actually raised up by God in the 50s in China.
我有机会接触许多那一辈的弟兄姊妹，在我年轻的时候，他们就给我们很多的帮助。
I was able to meet some of these brothers and sisters while I was still young. They gave me a lot of help.
他们是在那个火的时代，他们愿意站在主这一边，而且他们愿意用他们的青春、他们的性命放下来，来满足主的心。
So in that period that were trial by fire, they were able to set their heart apart for the Lord, to stand on the Lord's side, to serve Him and to love Him.
所以我们看到，当我们唱到这首诗歌的时候
，So when we sang this hymn,
我们就看到伯大尼那个地方好像没有什么突出的。
And we can see that Bethany as a place.Has nothing special about it.
那伯大尼，我们都知道这几个人物也是比较平凡的人。
And the few people that were mentioned in the house of Bethany, they were actually quite common people.
一个是长大麻风得医治的西门。
One was Simon, who was once a leper, but that was healed.
一个是拉撒路，病的死了。
One was called Lazarus.He was so sick that he died, even though later on he was raised to life.
一个是马大，还有他的姐妹玛利亚。
And one is Martha, and then her sister Mary.
从人的角度来讲
，from the standpoint of a person,
我相信以现今的标准都不算是精英啊。
So if we try to measure their status, they are actually not the great.Or not the, those who were first in the class.
我是在美国四十几几年啊。
I have been in America more than 40 years.
我是在美国加州啊、旧金山啊、西谷那一带，我们那里都是精英啊。
And I was in San Francisco in America near the Silicon Valley, And all the people there are all great, smart people.
因为如果不是精英的，好像在那里站不住脚啊。
Because unless you are really good at what you're doing, you will not able to stay in those places.
我发现你们澳大利亚啊，在南半球啊，这个精英也都跑在这里来。
And I believe that the Southern Hemisphere, all the great people, all the smart people, all came to Sydney as well.
所以你们在这里啊，能够站得住脚啊，我看你们都不太平凡啊。
So it's not quite a common thing that you could actually stay in this place. It means that you are quite smart as well.
因为你太不然的话，你连住房子都住不起啊。
Because if you are not able to earn a living, you can't really stay in this place.
但是我们看到伯大尼这个地方非常平凡的一个小农庄，就记载了有这么几个人，是很平凡的几个人。
So we saw in Bethany a small village, a common village that described a few people, very common people.
主耶稣白天在耶路撒冷传道，晚上都要回到伯大尼来住。
The Lord may preach in Jerusalem in the daytime, but at night time he'll go to Bethany to rest.
伯大尼这个字的意思呢，是无花果之家 ，house of the fig.
Bethany means the house of the figs.
也就是说，你知道无花果啊，是非常能够叫人得饱足的一个果实。
We know that the figs actually is quite filling as a fruit.
所以伯大尼这个地方是叫做无花果之家，叫人能够得到饱足的意思。
So Bethany, meaning the house of figs, means that it's a place where people can be filled.
而且主耶稣在那里得到有一个家的感觉。
And the Lord was able to find the sense of a home in Bethany.
不是那个地方。不是圣殿，而是那里面的几个人。
It was not that place, it's not the temple, but it was the few people in that place that satisfied the Lord's heart.
今天我们知道旧约里面的会幕圣殿，那里是讲到神说我在哪里可以安息呢？啊，你们要为我造何等样的圣的殿呢？
We know that while in the Old Testament, even though there's a tabernacle in the wilderness, but God is saying to the people of Israel, what sort of home are you going to build for me? What sort of temple? What sort of place of dwelling are you going to build for me?
在以赛亚书66章那里说，但我所看重的是那些因我的话而虚心战惊的什么人。
And in Isaiah 66, verse 1 and 2, it says that, On this one I will look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit.
我们知道旧约，神就借着会幕，借着圣殿，他说他要与人能够同住。
We know that in the Old Testament, through the tabernacle and the temple, God wants to dwell with man.
但是在新约里面，我们都知道，旧约的会幕也好，圣殿也好，最中的实意是讲到在新约里面的教会，对不对？
And we know that in the New Testament, whatever that was represented in the tabernacle and the temple in the Old Testament, it has been fulfilled in the place called the church in the New Testament.
我们知道教会是什么呢？
What is the church?
我们知道教会是基督的身体，对不对？
The church is the body of Christ. We know that.
是那充满万有者所的丰满。
It is the fullness of the one who fills all and in all.
你知道充满万有者是谁呢？是神自己，是我们的主，对不对？
Who is the one who fills all and all? That is God. That is our Lord.
那我们呢？说是基督的身体。
And we are the body of Christ.
那教会还是什么呢？
And what is the church?
教会，如果你读圣经里面看说，说这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
And then we saw that the church is the house of God.It is the place of with the foundation of truth.
我们说教会又是神的什么家
？And the church is the house of God.
什么是教会
？What is the church then?
在哥林多前书第一章
，In Corinthians chapter one,
第二节那里，好像给我们下了一个定义。
也 has given us a definition of what the church is.
这里说写信给哥林多，神的教会。
Paul wrote to the church of God, which is at Corinth.
也就是说，那神的教会是什么呢？
What is the church of God?
第一章第二节，就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告主耶稣基督之名的人，基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
To those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, we all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours.
如果你把前面几个字写给哥林多，把它停在那里，然后后面你好像就下一个定义一下，神的教会是什么呢？就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒，以及所有求告主，在各求告我主耶稣之名的人，而且呢，基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
So if you take away the word at Corinth, the church of God is what is the church of God? They are those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, and all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours.
教会是神的家。
So the church is the house of God.
教会是称为神的教会。
The church is the church of God.
教会是称为基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们来到这里聚会。
Brother and sister, we came here to meet.
我们很多时候说我们去教会。
We say that we go to church.
哦，等一下要下雨了啊。
It's going to rain soon.
所以很多人带雨伞来。
So many people bring their umbrellas.
走的时候呢
？When they leave.
天晴了啊！你们这个一下子天晴，一下子下雨。
Suddenly,
天气是这样的啊。
It's sunny again.
然后你说，哦，我把我的伞漏在教会里面了。
And someone will say, oh, I left my umbrella in the church.
然后就是说，哦，我们去哪？我们去我们的教会。
We will go to our church.
就准备。什么是教会？我们很多时候我们好像这个定义不太，但就算我们知道啊，但是我们在习惯上呢也用的有的时候不太恰当。
So brothers and sisters, what is the church? Even though we may understand what it is, but sometimes the way we use the word church is actually not very appropriate.
我们以为那个聚会的地方就是教会。
We thought the place of meeting is called the church.
哦，而且你们这个聚会厅很好啊，好像圣殿一样啊，这里就是教会，是神的殿。
And we say, your meeting place is really good, really good looking. It's like temple of God. This is the church of God.
但是如果你刚才读哥林多前书那里讲的在新约里面什么是教会的时候。
So, but when you read the book of Corinthians, they say in the New Testament, what is the church?
首先第一点
First,
教会是谁的？
Who is the church belong to?
是神的教会。
He said to the church of God, God's church.
我们也读到在提摩太那里说，教会是什么？是神的家。
And we read also in Timothy that the church is the house of God.
我们说教会是神所经营所建造的。
We say the church is the one that is managed and owned by God.
而且在以弗所书里面也一直告诉我们说我们是靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
He said that we are being built together, fitted together, grows into the holy temple in the Lord, in whom where God dwells.
哥林多前书这里的定义最清楚。
But I believe 1 Corinthians gave it the most accurate definition.
所以就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣之名的人，基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
The church of God are those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints.With all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours.
所以教会不是一个房子，对不对？
So therefore, the church is not a building.
教会是我们这些在基督耶稣里
蒙召成圣求告主名的人，对不对？
So the church are people who have been called, sanctified, and cleansed by the Lord. We are the church.
教会的范围是什么呢？
So what is the boundary of the church?
是的，所有在各处求告主名的人。
It's people who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ everywhere.
还怕我们不明白。
And just in case we're still not clear about this.
基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
See, Jesus Christ is their Lord and our Lord.
也就是所有是耶稣基督名下的人在一起组织成教会的细胞，的生命细胞。
So in the sense that every believer who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, who call on his name, they are being grouped together as a living organism of the church.
所以我们看到教会是谁。
So who is the church?
神的家是什么？
It's the, what is the house of God?
这是我们这些所有蒙恩得救的人。
The church is actually the people who have been saved by grace.
所以教会不是一个同乡会。
So the church is not a friendly society.
教会也不是一个中国人聚在一起的一个组织。
The church is not an organization where the Chinese people meet together.
所以我们感谢主啊，我们在这里，我们不单单讲我们方便的中文，还有我们的弟兄给我们翻译成本地的语言。
So here we can use Mandarin that many of us are familiar with. We have our brother here to translate into the local language, which is English.
所以在聚会里面有的时候我们有一些不是中国人的啊，就是是我们那边是老美啊，美国人，你们这边是老澳啊，澳洲人，有的时候有印度人，有的时候有非洲人在一起，我告诉你那个图画其实更美丽。
So sometimes in the gathering of believers, we have some Americans, we have some local Australians, we have Africans, we have Indians. That picture is so beautiful.
因为这样才真正的像哥林多前书里面这个定义，神的教会。
Because it is more like the definition of the church as described in 1 Corinthians.
不是因为我们都讲国语。
It's not because we all speak Chinese.
也不是因为我们都讲福建话。
Or we all speak Fuzhou.
也不是因为我们是都是移民。
It's not because we are all immigrants.
我们聚在一起是因为我们是在基督耶稣里蒙召成圣的一群人。
We are together because we are all called and saved by grace by the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the people that formed the church.
而且在我们当中有一个特点。
And among us, there's a special thing about us.
基督是你的主，也是我的主，也是他的主。
The Lord Jesus is your Lord, my Lord, and his Lord.
只要他是我们的主，我们就在这个身体的里面。
As long as he is our Lord, we are in that same body.
而且神今天在地上，他要得到的不单单是一群人，是我们一个一个的人，是一个身体，是一个家。
And the Lord wants to gain not just one or two individuals, but he wants all of us. He wants a body. He wants a home.
这一个家的特点就是有一群蒙恩得救，有耶稣基督生命，让耶稣基督做主的人。
This group of people that form the house of God,They are people who have been saved by grace. They are one who call on the name of the Lord.
因为是神的家。
Because it is the house of God.
因为是基督的身体。
Because it is the body of Christ.
所以在这里，我们是要基督得着满足的地方。
So this should be the place where we satisfy the heart of the Lord Jesus.
今天弟兄姊妹来到教会里面，我们得着生命，得着供应，得着爱弟兄姊妹的爱啊，得着圣经话的教导，这实在是真实的。
It is very true that when we come to the church, we receive fellowship, we receive caring, We receive God's word as food. We receive many nice things.
但是我告诉你，教会不是为你的需要而有的。
But you must understand that the church is not for meeting your needs.
教会是神的家，是神的殿，是他的。
The church is the house of God, the temple of God. It belongs to Him.
我们
we
都要成为活石。
We should become like living stones,
被建造成为灵宫
and to be built into a spiritual house.
我们是教会建造的材料。
We are the materials for the building of the church.
我们今天在这里
We are here today
是为了一个目的
For one purpose alone
是要做他的见证
Is that we are to be his witnesses
我们要做他的彰显
We are to express him
我们要做他的器皿
We are to be his vessel
因为教会是基督的身体是那充满万有者所充满的。
Because the church is the body of Christ, the fullness of the one who fills all and in all.
而且教会
and the church
是为了完成他的需要
is to satisfy his needs.
神的旨意
the will of God
在以弗所书第三章那里告诉我们
in Ephesians chapter 3 tells us that
第三章第九到十一节是要为要神的旨意乃是要借着教会使天上执政掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
He said, through the church, that to the manifold wisdom of God may be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
也就是要借着我们
Is that through us,
来完成神的旨意
to accomplish the will of God.
说为要借着教会使天上执政掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧这就是神在基督耶稣里所定的那个永远的旨意
He said this is the eternal purpose that God has a purpose in Christ that the manifold wisdom of God may be made known to the principality of the air through the church
所以今天神工作的关键是在教会的身上
So in a sense that the key of God's work today is the church.
教会我们在这里有使命是要好像马太福音28章那里说的一个大使命一样对不对
So the church is like the great commission given to us in Matthew chapter 28.
主耶稣说天下地下所有的权柄都赐给我了
The Lord Jesus said, all authority has been given to me.
第十九节说
In heaven and on earth,
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒
say,
奉父子圣灵里面给他们施浸
say, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations baptizing them in the name of the Father the Son and the Holy Spirit
我们都知道这是教会的使命是传福音
We know that this is the great commission of the Lord to offer the church
那传福音是为了我们
Is preaching the gospel for our need、
因为我们不就可以得永生我们可以不用下地狱我们得救我们可以上天堂对不对
It's so that we can receive eternal life we will not be condemned to hell we can have eternal life and go to heaven
但是这个不是大使命的全部
But this is not the complete picture of the Great Commission
但是下面还告诉我们
It tells us that
使万民做我的门徒还有什么呢凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就常与们同在直到世纪的末了
He said teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you and lo I'm with you always even to the end of the age
所以我们看到我们今天我们说教会传福音叫我们得救我们得着帮助我们有需要
Yes we can preach the gospel because we have a need to hear the gospel and believe
但是你知道神叫我们得救
But God calls us to be saved.
爱我们
Because he loves us.
不光光是叫我们仅仅得救
Not only for us to be saved.
他叫我们传福音
He wants us to preach the gospel.
是为了得这教会建造的材料
So that he may gain the materials for the building of the church.
跟着他就说
Then he said.
他说什么呢？凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
He said, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and I'm with you always, even to the end of the age.
也就是说，不单单叫我们能够得救，叫我们被建造起来，按着主所教导我们的，我们能够行出来，教会就长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
He said that so that we are not just saved, but we can, I can do and what He commanded us and what He taught us, so that we can live out His life, so that the church may grow up and full of the stature of His fullness.
所以教会今天我们在这里传福音，不是为了传福音而传福音。
So therefore, the church is preaching gospel not for preaching gospel's sake.
也不是单单只是叫人得救，可以上天堂不用下地狱而传福音。
We do not preach because we others can hear and believe and won't go to hell but go to heaven.
这不是唯一的原因。
That
我们
is not the only
传福音，希望人就信主，是叫这些能够成长，成为教会建造的材料。叫我们得生命，得得更丰富，来叫教会能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，可以完成神的旨意，满足神的需要。
But these people who have heard the gospel may believe and may continue to grow according to the teachings of the Lord, and that they will grow up and become more mature, so that they can become the fullness of God, causing God to be satisfied and happy.
我讲这么多，我愿意弟兄姊妹晓得，神在我们当中的心意，神在我们当中有什么样的呼召。
I'm saying all this so that you may know what is in the heart of God, and that's why He called us.
神拯救我们，不光光只是叫我们上天堂，不用下地狱。
And He saved us so that we may not go to hell, but go to heaven, but that's not the end of it.
以赛亚书43章第7节那里告诉我们说，凡称为我名下的人，我是为了我的荣耀而造你们的。
Isaiah 43, chapter 43, verse 7 saying that those who are called by my name, whom I have created for my glory.
然后第十节那里说，耶和华说，你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。
And then in verse 10 it says, You are my witnesses, says the Lord, the servant whom I have chosen.
弟兄姊妹，教会是神的见证。
Brother and sister, the church is the testimony or witnesses of God.
教会是我们这群人，我们是神名下的人，是为了神的荣耀而被造的。
We who belong to the Lord, we are created for His glory.
也就是说，当我们人聚在一起的时候
，So when we meet together,
我们带出一件事，是主的见证。
We brought out a fact that we are the witnesses of the Lord.
家是叫人得满足的地方。
The home is a place where men can find rest.
我经常出去啊，到别的地方去，讲道，那多半都是住在弟兄姊妹家里面。
I usually travel and preach, and most of the time I live with the brothers and sisters in their home.
那弟兄姊妹都尽量啊，给我叫我得的安息啊。
And brothers and sisters try their best so that I can rest well in their place.
所以我到吴弟兄家。他把他的房间，我会发现他把他的房间让给我住，他自己睡那个小房间去。哇，我觉得很不好意思，因为他比我还大一岁。
I went to Joshua's house and he actually gave me his master bedroom and he went to sleep in a smaller guest room. So I feel not too good about it, but he was even older than me by 1 year.
我有一次呢，到新泽西住在一个老弟兄家里。
One time I went to New Jersey and lived in an old brother's house.
这个老弟兄很直啊。
This old brother is very straightforward.
那一进来呢，说一句话就把我吓了一跳。
As soon as I entered his house, he said something quite straightforward, frightened me a bit.
他说，吴弟兄啊，你到这里住在我家。
He said, Brother Wu, you came to my house to be my guest.
你不要把这里当作是你的家。
Do not think that this is your home.
哇，我说我刚进门没多少就做错事了。
I say, well, I just entered your house. I haven't done anything wrong yet, and I'm being scolded.
他后面有一句话就安慰了我一下。
But then he says something follow.
他说你不要把这里当作你的家，这里就是你的家。哎呀，那我才放心了。
He said, don't think that this is your house. This is actually your house. So that really caused me to be relieved.
弟兄姊妹，你到一个地方啊。有时候你住旅馆啊，住得很五星啊，现在有六星啊，就你到中东啊，还有七个星的旅馆啊。
Some, you know that you can go to hotel, five-star hotel, now we have six-star, even seven-star hotel in the Middle East.
但是我告诉你，你在那里住多两天啊，你就浑身都不舒服。
But if you live there for a few more days, you find that you are really uncomfortable.
啊，有一次到上海一个新的旅馆，这里面都是很高级的。但是你进去啊，那都是电动的，你都不知道干哪个东西，你就更非常的你不舒服。
I once went to Shanghai, one of the newest hotel there, and I feel uncomfortable. Everything is electronic, everything is but by buttons pressing, and I was not sure what to do.
弟兄姊妹，我们回到伯大尼。
Brothers and sisters, let's go back to Bethany.
这里有四个人。
There are four people there.
今天我愿意跟大家讲西门跟拉撒路。
And today I will talk about Simon and also Lazarus.
西门，我们在马可福音里告诉我们，他是一个长大麻风得洁净的人。
We know that Simon was once a leper, but he was cleansed.
但他是一个会感恩、认识恩典的人。
But he's someone who is thankful, who because he experienced grace.
而且他是愿意一个付代价而满足主心意的人。
And he's one who willing to pay the price to satisfy the Lord's heart.
如果你了解当时的背景，
If you understand the background of those days,
当时的大祭司、法利赛人，他们决定怎么样？要除掉耶稣。
We know that the Pharisees and the scribes,They have a plan to murder Jesus.
而且呢，他们说连拉撒路这个家伙也要把他干掉。
They say they even want to kill Lazarus.
在这种的情况底下
，So under that circumstances,
他愿意把耶稣跟他的门徒们，还有那个最可怕的拉撒路，请到他家坐席请客。这么多人
，But this Simon, he was willing to invite the Lord Jesus and his disciples, even the scary Lazarus, to bring all of them to his house to be his guest and put on a feast for them.
有的时候，我到中国，我就跟一些弟兄姊妹谈话，他就介绍一下，他说我们是接待家庭。
And sometimes I go to China and I met some family of brothers and sisters. They say we are.Hospitable family.
In the sense that the church is meeting
in their house. 他是接待弟兄姊妹在他
家住的。弟兄姊妹在他家住的。
They are the people who actually welcome brothers and sisters to stay in their house.
我们如果外边来的我们不懂，就是这样的弟兄姊妹都是很好的弟兄姊妹，付代价的弟兄姊妹。
And we know that brothers and sisters like that are people who are good brothers and sisters who are willing to pay the price.
因为在那个时代。就是在直到今天，教会在很多地方还受到逼迫。
Because we know that the church in many places in China are still under persecution.
你知道最厉害的逼迫是什么吗
？What was the greatest persecution?
就是宗教加上政治对人的迫害。
That is not only religious but also political persecution on the believers.
当时就是面对宗教的势力。跟政治的时候，你刚才我们所读的这些 经文，这些犹太人，他们是政治加上宗教的领袖，他们定义要把耶稣除掉。
So we saw in the book of the, in the gospel, the political and the religious figures in Jesus' time wanted to kill him.
前三年多，我到中国去。
About 3 years ago, I went to China.
那我一下飞机，我不告诉你们哪个城市了。弟兄来接我，就是我们本来是到那个地方去聚会，现在呢，我们变化，我们到另外一个城市去。
And when I get down from the plane, I won't tell you which city it is. And then the brother said to me that we will not preach in this city. We will move to another city.
那我反正我到了我也不管了，我就跟着他走了。
So since I arrived there, I just don't care. I just follow him.
那后来他就告诉我为什么我们要换个地方。
And then he told me why we need to change the location.
啊，因为我们一去呢，大概有。大概有七八十个那一代的同工们有三天的聚会，说本来是安排在一个地方，就是说都安排好了，没有问题的。
We have gathered together about 70 co-workers to have 3 days of training with them, and we all have organized for that.
结果那个地方的聚会呢，在六个月以前呢，就是给政府关心过啊。
And that place had actually been visited by the local government.
所以你说你们聚会人太多了，怎么样怎么样？所以他们也很听话，就把聚会分开三个。结果呢，好几个月也没有什么事。他们想着偶尔我们聚一下应该没有问题。
And they have been told that they have too many people meeting one place, so they separated into 3 different groups.And then they went for a few months like that without any problem. But one time they say, let us meet together, have a big gathering.
啊，那在我来以前，他们都安排好了，就两三个星期呢，两个星期，这个弟兄呢就买了一张火车票到北京去看他女儿。结果第二天呢，就公安就打电话来，你去北京干什么？
And one of the brothers went to Beijing to visit his daughter.
Just bought a train ticket.
Just bought a train ticket to go and see her daughter. And straight away, he got a phone call saying, what are you doing going to Beijing?
So he discovered that he has been under
the care of the government.
So he said, if that's the case, we can arrange this meeting in his place, it may not be easy.
So he said that because of that fact, it would be inconvenient to meet in his place of gathering.
但是他们说这个我很快就来了，那怎么办呢？我们到哪里去聚会呢？
And then they say, well, Brother Wu is coming. Where are we going to meet?
所以正好他们那个时候在另外一个小地方聚会，那个地方的主人说，你到我们这里来，我们愿意接待。
And then there's another small gathering, say, come to our place, we're willing to receive them.
那弟兄们呢去看看这个地方。
So the brothers went to look at that place.
因为没有用过这个地方。
And to see whether they can use that place.
他就发现说你这个地方太小了，我们有70多人，你这个地方我们坐不下。
And then the brother said to him, your place is too small. We have 70 people. That may not be enough for them.
他说没有问题，我把这个墙拆掉，马上3天，我们搞定。
He said, no worries. We can take down this wall and then we can expand the place. For in 3 days, we can do it.
我也不知道，我就到那里去聚会。
I did not know anything about this. I just went to have a meeting there.
当我讲完第一堂道的时候
，After I finished the first message.
我实在觉得蛮有主的高，有主的同在。
I sense the anointing of the Lord. I sense the presence of the Lord.
而且他们回应祷告不能停下来。
And when they respond after the message in prayer, they could not stop.
我觉得我讲的道也没有什么特别，为什么好像主的同在那么明显那一天
？I thought my preaching is so, but how come the presence of the Lord that day was so real?
后来他们告诉我这个故事。
And then they told me the story of why they gathered together in that place.
因为在这里有人愿意付代价摆上。
Because in that place, someone is willing to pay the price to open up their place.
那天我正好讲到一节圣经，
希
伯来书十一章十六节。
That day I was preaching on Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻。
For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
啊，就是说神被称为希伯来书十一章十六节，也就是说他们被称为神被称为他们的神呢，并不以为耻。
So God is not ashamed to be called their God.
Yeah. 我们很多时候读中文的时候，我们本来以为觉得他们称神为他们的神，他们不以为耻。
And sometimes when we read in Chinese, we say they call him their God. They are not ashamed of God.
其实这里讲得很清楚，神被称为做他们的神，神不以为耻。
But here it's quite clear it was God himself who do not think that it is to be ashamed to be called their God.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这什么意思？
Brother and sister, can you see that?
当有人愿意付代价接待主，
When there are people who are willing to pay the price to receive the Lord,
神说我做你们的神，我不以你们为耻。
And God said, I'm so proud to be your God, I won't be ashamed of it.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Brother and sister, can you see that?
神在那里，他的心得着满足。
God's heart was satisfied because he was there.
今天当有人愿意把他的家、他的命、他的安全为了主的教会打开接待主的时候，神说我称为你们的神，我不以为耻。
So someone who is willing to put aside their safety, their security, their life, and willing to open up their home for God's usage, God say, I'm not ashamed to be your God, to be in your house.
当我们愿意付代价来满足主的需要。
So when we are willing to pay the price to satisfy God's heart,
让主的教会，让主的家，让神的儿女得着安息，得着供应的时候，
Let the house of God, that the children of God in the house of God can receive supply from God.
神的同在，
God's presence,
神的荣耀，
God's glory
充满在聚会的里面，
will fill that place of gathering.
教会
，the church
不是只为了满足人的需要。
It's not there to satisfy only the needs of man.
当然，我们来到神的跟前，神有恩典，神供应我们，把福音给我们，叫我们得生命。有弟兄姊妹爱心，有人用神的话教导我们，叫我们得着我们的满足。
When we go to church, we have the gospel preached to us, we have brothers and sisters care for us, our needs are met, we are satisfied.
但是我告诉你，
But let me tell you,
教会是神的教会。
But the church is the church of God.
教会是神的家。
It is the house of God.
他是这个家的主人。
He is the master of that house.
是照着他的意思。
It's according to his will.
去运行，去照着他的意思来活。
To live according to his heart desire.
有的时候我们需要做很多事情，满足一些人的需要。
Sometimes we do a lot of things we're busy about to try to satisfy some people's needs.
我告诉你，你满足了张三，可能你得罪了李四。
You might fulfill Tom, but you have another Harry coming out.
你一直拼命地忙碌解决人的问题，你解决了99个问题，他100个问题又出来了。
And you might try to solve their problems. You have solved the 99 problems. The 100, problem number 100 will come out.
我不是叫你们不去关心弟兄姊妹。
I'm not saying that you should not care for brothers and sisters.
但是你要知道，教会首要的
功用，是要看到神要什么，神要怎么做，神的意思是什么。
But the first and most important function of the church is to look at what does God want? How can we satisfy what God wanted?
我告诉你，不单教会这样，基督徒也是这样。
Not only the church is like that, all the Christians should be like that too.
神造万物各按其实成为美好，又把一个永远放在我们的里面。
God has created us and He put eternity in our hearts.
你得着全世界，
You may gain the whole world.
你得着所有世界的钱、名利、地位，我告诉你还是不满足的。
You may gain the whole world, all the money, all the names, all the possession in the world, you still be unsatisfied.
因为你不是为了这些而被造的。
Because you were not created for these things.
你是为了神的荣耀而被造的。
But you were created for the glory of God.
我上礼拜已经讲过，有的弟兄姊妹在这里，因为你们是人。
Last week I have shared that because we are a human being.
你是照着神的形象和样式造的人。
We are men created according to the likeness and the nature of God.
在你的里面有一个这个 dimension 是其他的物，是物质的东西不能够满足的，是有一个这样的一个层次，一个结构。
So in you there's a structure, there's a dimension thatMaterial things cannot feel.
因为你是人。
Because you are human being.
神说你们是照着我的形象跟样式造的。
So God said you were created after my own likeness.
我告诉你，你得到世界所有的名利地位、权柄、道德，我告诉你，你最后还是像所罗门一样说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空。我等礼拜天传福音，我再讲这些。
You may gain the whole world, you may gain everything that's in the world, but in the end you'll be like Solomon the king, say that emptiness, everything is emptiness, which I'll talk about this Sunday.
这是我们基督徒来讲。
But for us Christians,
当你在聚会里面，
and you may be in the meeting,
当你在传福音的时候，
when you are preaching the gospel,
有人信主啊，
someone believes in the Lord,
你自己都不信你传福音他会信的。
Sometimes you don't even believe that you could preach and then that person can be saved.
结果他就信了。
Suddenly he got saved.
因着你跟他传福音他信了。
Because you preach the gospel, he believed.
你喜不喜欢？
Are you happy about that?
你满不满足？
Are you satisfied with that?
你尝到一点什么叫做满足的喜乐，什么叫做神的荣耀。
You have taste of something of the glory of God, something of that lasting joy in you.
你在聚会里面，
so in the gathering,
你碰到主啊，
you met the Lord.
主的同在在聚会里面，
you sense the presence of the Lord in the gathering.
你本来有一百个问题，
at first you have 100 questions.
这个问题仍然存在，一些事情。
The questions is still there.
但你碰到主啊，
but you met the Lord.
主在聚会里面向你说话。
The Lord was speaking to you in the gathering.
你的问题，
your question,
你的难处，
your problem,
好像还在，
it seems that they're still there.
但是它不再成为你的问题，
but it no longer become an issue for you.
为什么？
Why?
当神得着满足的时候，
because when God is satisfied,
你，他把他的同在赏给你，
He gave you His presence.
他把他的荣耀叫你碰一下。
He show you His glory so that you may touch it.
提高一个层次。
Suddenly you have been elevated to a state.
复活的大能，属灵的事情，让你觉得生命是真实吗？
That you can taste of the resurrection power, the spiritual reality of that.
你看到吗？当神得着满足的时候，
So when God is satisfied,
人就里面有真正的满足。
Then men can have the true satisfaction within them.
我们要跳到第二个人物啊。
We now go to the second character.
拉撒路，你们都非常的熟悉。
Lazarus, and you all know him very well.
从死里复活。
He rose from the dead.
约翰福音十一章那里告诉我们。
In John chapter 11, it tells us that.
第三节，他姐妹两个人打，就是讲到拉撒路病了啊。他姐妹两个人打发人去见耶稣，说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”
When Lazarus was sick, his sisters sent someone to go and tell the Lord, say, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick."
我们在这里看到主耶稣跟这一家人是很有感情的。
So we can see that the Lord Jesus is close to them, to this family.
那马大玛利亚看到他。这个兄弟病得这么厉害，说你他知道耶稣是不平凡的，他们不太认识耶稣到底是怎么完全的了解，但他知道他是从上面来的，所以他可以救我的弟弟，你快点去把耶稣请来。
And they know Jesus, but even though they do not completely know who he is, they knew that he is from above and he can help. So they send someone to go and fetch Jesus. Say, come quickly.
说耶稣素来爱马大，第五节，和他妹子并拉撒路，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍然住了两天。
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, so when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was.
但是我们知道，啊，拉撒路就死了，对不对
？We knew that Lazarus passed away.
啊，然后当主耶稣到了他们那里的时候
，So when Jesus reached the place，
我们就看到，当然马大跟玛利亚不好意思直接的，好像在那里责备主啊。
Of course, Martha and Mary did not openly rebuke the Lord，
但是在字里行间呢、啊，那个伤心呢、啊，那个带着有一点埋怨的话，啊，主啊，如果你早在这里，我兄弟就。就不会死的、啊。
But we read between the lines that we can see some of the grudges that they may still have towards the Lord. Say, Lord, if you had been here earlier, he would not have died.
我们都知道，在圣经里面，大家都熟悉，讲到爱的时候啊，原文有两个字啊，一个是 agape， 是神的绝对的爱；一个呢是 philia， 是人的感情的。
We know that the word love is described in a few different words in Greek. One is agape love, which is a selfless love of God. The other one is filial, which is about brotherly love, friendship type of love.
你看到第三节，当人打发去见耶稣说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”这个他用的是 fil， 就是跟你实在有感情的人，他病了。
And when they write verse 3, say, Lord, behold, him who you love is sick. Him who is filial to you is sick. So it's a friendship type of love.
那里说耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路，这个爱是绝对是神的爱，是 agape love.
In verse 5, say, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. That love is agape love, which is selfless.Love of God.
你看到在这里，看到我们的主为了把那个绝对的爱给他们。
The Lord, because of that definite love that He wants to give, to them.
我们的主，他是付了代价的。
The Lord Himself paid the price.
你知道，在第三十五节，当耶稣到了坟墓，看到他们这么伤心，耶稣哭了。三十六节，犹太人就说：“你看他爱这人何等的深，这个爱是 filial， 你看他的感情多深呢、啊。”
In verse 35, it says Jesus wept because he saw how sad they were.And then the Jews commented that, see how he loved him. Again, they just used the word filial, how he was a friend to him.
耶稣为了要把那个绝对的爱 完全的爱，神的爱给他们。
Because the Lord Jesus wants to give them the agape love, the selfless God's love, that He is willing to pay the price.
他被误会。
He was misunderstood.
他付代价。
He paid the price.
他要把那个绝对的爱给玛撒母。
He is willing to give the agape, the selfless love to Lazarus.
他忍受了他所爱的人死了，进到坟墓里面，而且他所爱的两个姐妹对他好像觉得，主啊，你好像有点不近人情啊，我们知道你是大能的神，叫你来你吞偏拖延，现在我的兄弟死了，那完了。
So because of Jesus' selfless love, he is willing to endure to see his friend Lazarus die and being buried, and his two sisters Mary and Martha having some grudges against him because they do not understand why he should delay so that their brother has passed away.
我们大家都知道，主要拉撒路经历死里复活生命的大能，他要把神绝对的爱给人。
So the Lord Jesus willing to pay the price, he wants to give them the agape love, and he wants to see Lazarus rise from the dead to experience the resurrection power of God.
他说这病不至于死，乃是为了神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
He said this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it.
你看到在伯大尼那里显出了一个爱的见证。
So in Bethany there is a testimony of love.
你知道爱最大的赏赐什么呢？就是复活的生命。
What is the greatest reward of this love? That is the resurrection power that is shown here.
神给我们最大的祝福是什么呢？就是复活的生命。
The greatest blessing that God can give us is the resurrection power.
没有任何的东西再能够捆绑我们。
No other things can put us in bondage.
连死亡也不能够再捆绑我们。
And death cannot help us.
主把复活的生命赐给我们。
The Lord has given us the resurrection power.
这是他爱最大的标志。
This is the greatest symbol of His love.
在约翰福音十二章里面。
In John chapter 12,
拉撒路坐在那里。
Lazarus was sitting at the table.
他是付了代价坐在那里的。
He paid the price to sit at the table.
因为当时他应该藏起来，因为他们当时宗教的领袖、政治的领袖说，连撒拉苏也要杀掉。
Because he should be in hiding.The religious and the political figures in those days wanted to kill him.
这里记载拉撒路没有讲一句话。
Here Lazarus was quiet. He did not say anything.
但是说有许多人因着拉撒路的缘故就信了主。
But many people believe in the Lord because of Lazarus' testimony.
这是什么？这是见证。
This is testimony.
见证主就是复活，主就是生命。
It testified that the Lord is the resurrection Lord.The Lord is life.
见证主就是大爱。
The Lord is love.
在爱的生命里面，不用讲话，与主坐席就能够满足主的心。
In this life of love, he do not need to say anything. He just sat with the Lord, and that is enough to satisfy the Lord's heart.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们来到聚会的里面。
Brothers and sisters, we came to the meeting today.
你是为了吃饼得饱呢？你是在这里，你说主啊，你要我做你爱的见证。
Are you here just to have the bread so that it can be filled? Or you here to say to the Lord, Lord, let me be a witness for your love?
我是因为方便我来聚会呢？我还是因为主啊，这是你的聚会，你今天在聚会里面要向我说话。我就算是再辛苦、再困、再累，我要到弟兄姊妹当中来。
You came to this meeting because it is convenient to you, or you say to the Lord, Lord, no, doesn't matter how tired, how busy I am, I must make that opportunity to come here and to hear you speak to me and to be with brothers and sisters.
今天做见证要付上生命的代价。
Brothers and sisters, to be a witness, you need to pay the price.
很多时候今天年轻人不喜欢跟我们这些老头子在一起聚会。
Many young people do not like to meet together with older people.
但是如果你知道你坐在这里，
But if you knew that you are sitting here,
主喜欢。
The Lord take delight in you.
如果你知道因着这位年轻的弟兄你在这里，主在这里说，这是我的家，这像一个家，有父老，有少年人，有小子。
So if there's young people sitting among us, the Lord may say to you that this is your home, because in this home there's older people and there's younger people.
在这里有一个，我们说是洋人啊，一个非洲人，一个印度人坐在我们当中，我告诉你，他要付代价才能够在我们当中生存的啊。尤其我们中国人讲喜欢讲江夏话，广东人要讲广东话啊。你们我说你们福清人要不要讲福清话啊？
And in a meeting, a gathering, there's primarily Chinese people who like to use dialects in Cantonese or Fuchao. If an Australian, if an Indian or as an African can come here and stay with us and meet with us, they must pay the price.
弟兄姊妹，当我们坐在这里，如果你看到这是一个见证的话，
Brother and sister, if we are sitting here and we saw a testimony,
我虽然要付一点的代价，
even though I may pay the price,
我看到这是主所喜悦的，这是主所要的，这是一个见证。
I saw that this is what the Lord wanted, this is a testimony, this is really satisfying to God.
今天我们看到有的聚会是清一色的没有超过35岁的人。
Sometimes we see gatherings today, congregation, they are all younger people, none of them are over 35 years old.
你看到他们在那里很高兴，很兴奋。
They were all very excited to meet together.
但是我告诉你，那里是一个青年的中心，不是教会。
But I can tell you that it's a youth center, it is not a church.
同样，如果我们在这里都是像我这样六七十岁的老头子，这里是一个senior center， 老人中心，这里不是教会。
So if there's a church here and everyone is like me, 60 and 70 years old, this is a senior center, it is not a church.
我们有不同。
We may be different.
语言、种族、习惯，各样，但是因为基督是他们的主，也是我们的主，所以我们是神的家，为了神家的见证，我愿意坐在这里。
We may have different language, different race, colors, and so forth, but because Jesus Christ is their Lord and my Lord, we can all be together because this is the house of God.
我上礼拜四跟弟兄姊妹交通过。
Last Thursday, I was here sharing with brothers and sisters.
我们当中我们最重要的聚会不是讲道的聚会，是掰饼聚会。
I share with them that the most important meeting in our midst is not the preaching meetings, but it was the Lord's table.
因为教会是神的家。
Because the church is the house of God.
很多聚会我们都是，虽然我们是高举基督，但很多时候我们还是为了教人得着一点的帮助，得着一点的供应。
Sometimes, even though we may exalt the Lord Jesus in preaching and other things, we are still primarily trying to meet people's needs.
唯有擘饼聚会，我们在那里是为了满足主。
But in the Lord's table meeting, we were here to satisfy God's heart.
因为我们要用赞美感谢归给他，说他是配。
Because we want to give him praise and honor and say to him that you are worthy.
这个聚会的中心没有人讲话，没有人带领，
弟兄姊妹按着圣灵的带领，看到桌上的饼跟杯表记之物，我们的心就整个的给爱融化。
So in this gathering of the Lord's table, there's no one preaching, and all of us just notice the symbols, simple symbols on the table, and our heart will be melted by the Lord's love and give praises to Him.
弟兄姊妹，从心里面发出敬拜，发出感谢，发出赞美，默想主的话。
So in your heart, suddenly it wells up with praise and thanksgiving and wanting to worship Him. And this is, we're meditating on God's word.
唯一的题目是主啊，神的羔羊，配受称颂，配得赞美。父在创世以前，在基督里拣选我们的爱，配受敬拜，配得赞美。
So in that gathering, our focus is that the Lamb of God, who is became our salvation, God the Father had chosen us before the foundation of the world, that we may be together to praise and honor Him.
那个重点不再吃饼喝杯。
And again, the emphasis is not just taking the cup or the bread.
那只不过是一个表记之物，说明了主耶稣的所事给我们所做。
And it's only a symbol saying to us,Who the Lord Jesus is to us.
所以当弟兄姊妹来到这个聚会跟前的时候，我们实实在在的在那里，只有一个题目，只有一个重点，就是主啊，你配，你配得称颂，配得赞美，是愿意他在那里得着满足。
So when we come together to the Lord's table meeting, only Him is our focus, only Him is our worship. We say to Him, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive all honor and praises.
我告诉你。当主的名被高举，主得着满足的时候，主的同在显在聚会当中。
So when the Lord's name is exalted, and when the Lord's heart is satisfied, His presence will fill this place.
我们在那里一同敬拜赞美，我们说只等到你再来。我们在那里继续催促、提醒主啊，我们等你等了很多年，愿你快来。
So as we are praising the Lord, we say to the Lord, Lord, we are waiting for your return. We are waiting for many years. Please come back.
坐席在主的筵席旁边。
So therefore, we sat at the table together with the Lord.
我们每个人
all of us,
在我们的身上都有一个拉撒路的经历。
All of us has the experience of Lazarus.
我们本来都是死在罪恶过犯里面，在坟墓里面已经发臭的人，因着这个饼，因着这个杯，因着主在十字架上的成就的救恩，叫我们能够活过来。
We should be like Lazarus, rotten in sins and death, in buried in the coffin, and yet the Lord has raised us up so that we can give praise and give honor to Him.
所以，当我们来到饼杯来到桌子跟前，我们不能够。哑口无言，不然石头都起来责备我们。
So when we come to the Lord's table, we cannot be silent. We must praise Him, otherwise the rocks will cry out.
我们在这里纪念主的死，只等到他再来。
So we are remembering the Lord's death until He comes.
当我们坐席在他跟前的时候
，So as we sat at His table,
弟兄姊妹，对我们来讲是一个多么大的苏醒、震惊。也叫我们灵里面得恢复，最主要的是叫主的心在我们当中得着满足。
Brother and sister, what a great awakening for our soul and our spirit to sit before the Lord. And primarily, we try to satisfy His heart.
所以我们不再吃那个饼喝那个杯，我们是在我们有没有把敬拜赞美归给他。
So the focus is not just taking the cup of the bread, but is whether we give the praises that is due Him to Him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这是看到我们每个人都像拉撒路那样的哦。
So brothers and sisters, let us look at ourselves as like Lazarus.
我们来到饼杯的跟前，我们不敢放肆，我们不敢迟到，我们不敢在那里讲话，我们甚至要省察我们自己。
We came to the Lord's cup and the Lord's Prayer, we do not dare to speak. We do not dare to be distracted, but we are focusing on Him.
来到秉贝的跟前, 解决弟兄姊妹当中很多的问题。
And are we here in the Lord's table to see sisters and brothers' needs be met?
我记得当我年轻的时候, 在我播兵以前, 我有一次收到条子, 说弟兄啊, 我昨天讲话, 得罪了你, 求你饶恕我, 在播兵以前, 因为他看到这个饼, 这个杯, 他有一件事情, 他过不去。
One day before the Lord's cup and the bread, I received a note, someone was apologizing to me, saying that, Brother, I'm sorry for what happened, the things I said to you yesterday.
我们当供应这个饼, 供应这个杯的时候, 我们当中就没有过不去的东西。
So brothers and sisters, when we come before the Lord's cup and the Lord's bread, there should be nothing in us that cannot be resolved between us and the brothers
and sisters.
So if we cannot forgive certain brothers and sisters, it's like we are crucifying the Lord afresh on the cross.
那一天在西门的家里, 拉撒我没有讲任何话。
That day at the house of Simon the leper, Lazarus did not say anything.
在他坐在那里, 许多人就因着他而信了耶稣。
But he sat there, and many people believed in Jesus because of him.
因着他坐在那里, 他就满足了主的心, 因为他在那里, 是耶稣基督爱的见证, 复活的见证。
And because he sat there, he became a testimony of the Lord Jesus' resurrection and of the Lord Jesus' love. Today we come to the gathering. We come to the house of God.
弟兄姊妹,我们不是为了我们的满足,
Brothers and sisters, we are not here to have our needs met, but to see God's needs met.
因为我们是为了他的荣耀, 为了彰显他的丰富而被造的。
Because we are created for His glory, to magnify His fullness.
因为教会是他的身体, 是要彰显他的荣耀, 彰显他的丰富。
Because the church is His body, to magnify His fullness, His glory.
是要叫他在我们当中得安息的。
So that He may find rest in our midst.
但愿主在我们当中得着西门, 得着拉撒路, 叫我们都做他的见证人。
May the Lord in our midst gain His Lazarus, gain His Simon, so that we may be people who are after His own heart.
好不好? 请迎声带我们做个结束的祷告。
We ask Joshua to end this meeting with a prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你晚上藉着我们的弟兄, 对我们所说的话,
through the words that you spoke to our brothers,
我们更是愿意, 主你的圣灵, 吹气,
Lord, may your Holy Spirit breathe upon these words.
主叫你的话, 真的好像两刃的利剑, 能铺开我们的心思意念,
that your word may be like the sharp two-edged sword at the piercing of our body, soul, and spirit.
主真的不要让我们忘记, 我们曾经是长大麻风的人得你的医治。
Help us not to forget that we were once lepers, but has been cleansed by you.
让我们不要做忘恩的人, 一次不感恩就走开了。
Help us not to take your love for granted, be forgetful and left you.
主也让我们不要忘记我们曾是死在罪恶过患中的人。
Help us to know that we were once dead in sins and transgression.
是完全没有指望的人。
We are people without hope.
是你的受死,是你的大爱, 也是你复活的生命。
It is your love that saves us and causes us to rise from the dead.
主愿意你的爱, 能够征服我们的心。
May your love overcome us.
能够改变我们的心智。
Can change and transform our hearts.
好让我们能够在地上就成为你自己荣耀的见证。
That we may be your glorious testimony while we are still on earth.
主真的不在乎我们为你做什么。
It's not that we can do anything for you.
而是因着我们谦卑跟乐意让主在我们身上做事。
But help us, Lord, to be humble and willing for your work to be done through us.
别人才能够在像我们这么败坏的人身上看见神的恩典。
Then can others see your grace in us.Who are so rotten as a vessel.
别人才能惊讶神能做何等奇妙拯救的工作。
And they may be amazed what glorious work that you can accomplish through us.
主愿你的爱征服我们每个人的心。
Lord, may your love really overcome us.
以致我们在你的里边尊主伟大。
That we may honor you.
以致我们能够更多的放下我们的自我。
That we may can lay down of ourselves.
让人能够碰到的是主的恩典，不是我们的刚硬。
People can touch your grace and not our hardness.
我们为着晚上你说的话献上感恩。
We thank you for the words you spoke to us tonight.
也预备我们每个人的心。
May you prepare our hearts.
你若愿意，主，明天晚上我们在这里还继续要来听主的说话。
So if you will, Lord, we may be here again tomorrow night to hear you speak.
求你加给讲员，也加给翻译的弟兄够用的力量。
Give the strength to the speaker and the translator.
也给我们有心愿意更多来听主话语的弟兄姐妹，在你那里得到更多的恩典。
And give us, Lord, as brothers and sisters, the willingness to come and to listen to your words.
我们恭敬的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
We pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.